This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Well, we got a lot of things going on. I'm telling you, it seems like the nation is starting to stir a little bit. You know, rejecting all the notions of the COVID-19 fiasco, right? And the denial, I guess you can say it's the denial, the denial of local officials who want to run around and be tyrants, totalitarians. And of course, the namesake of this radio show, right? Stopping Totalitarianism, One Exceptional American at a Time. And, you know, it's interesting to watch all the exceptional Americans coming out of the woodwork, finally. People are waking up because, you know, when you start pinching the wallet, but, you know, the other thing, too, people are suffering. And ultimately, when there's a long train of abuses by the government, people rise up. So that's just sort of paraphrasing the Declaration of Independence. We ought to read that. We ought to read that right now. I mean, we might take some time to read the Declaration of Independence. So you understand what the Founding Fathers had in mind at moments like this in a nation's history, when the totalitarians are here. When they're knocking at the door, and they want to take you away. They want to inject you with things against your will. Yeah, and I know that there's a certain media attorneys out there, media law professors who are saying that the government has every right to give you inoculations. Really? Really? Under circumstances like this? I don't think so. You know, there's a limit to everything. You know, like you cannot get up and your limits of freedom of speech. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater when there's no fire. There are some limits, and right now we're yelling fire when they're injecting dozens of various insulin types into your body at one time, right? and you don't even know what they are, but you know that they're worth a lot of money to the injector, the companies that make it. You know, there has to be a balance with all this stuff, and this is what it's coming to. So our nation is starting to wake up, and certainly out here in California, finally, right? People say, well, it's been waking, it's been stirring, and there are options out here in California. Of course, that's the new California option. It's the only thing that's going to save California from the totalitarians, which, by the way, there's enormous pushback coming, which we welcome the pushback. But, you know, again, the media is the problem out here, just like it is everywhere else. And when you listen to Red State Talk Radio, when you listen to Agenda 21 Radio, you're guaranteed to get the whole unvarnished truth about the various situations developing. And we don't, you know, we don't mix it up with the bad people. We don't conform with, like, the California Republican Party, which, you know, is a hate Trump group, so to speak. We don't conform with traitors, which is really what they are. Just a minor little criticism, right? Well, I think most people who have been through the whole fiasco of watching what's happened with that group would say that, hey, this may be one of the ways in which they operate to try and overturn this country. And I would say, yes, it is. It's the way that, it's the political way in which they operate, just exactly what has happened here in this great state, right? So here's the deal. When we take a look at what is going on all around the nation right now, we are waking up. And it's nice to see the wake up and have the wake up call, you know, out there for us. No better time now. No better time now. And of course, everybody's fighting to open up their shops, their stores, and so on. And when we get into it a little bit later on in this hour, we're going to be playing for you some a whole bunch of things. Because really, over the last weekend, this past weekend, I think what defining moments happened around the state of California and the nation. People are just about as fed up as they should be, and as they could possibly, and they should be fed up. The reason is because there is no there. This is another hoax. We called it out when this thing first started circulating around about the COVID virus. We said it was a hoax then, back in late February, early March, and we're saying it again right now. It's still a hoax. It's a hoax. It's not. Listen, the virility of this. People are starting to, you know, finally, people are going to various media sources and they're putting out the information about this. And but people are still out there putting on the masks. Shocking. Wanting to conform. Our good, you know, they're, it's interesting in my little community and in others that I was traveling through this weekend, actually. Everybody's wearing a mask. Got to wear that COVID mask. Got to wear a mask. Yeah, mask, mask. And of course, what they don't realize is that the longer they wear that mask, the more infectious they become to themselves. That's the problem. And of course, what is happening to their own respiratory system as they wear a mask, which is unnatural to their breathing. I mean, people, you just need to think these things through. It's like smoking a cigarette or a blunt. And oh, by the way, what about that explosion in Los Angeles? Speaking of blunts, right? Well, they're making a butane honey oil. Hello? This is what boom. The operative word in the statement of what they were doing, butane honey oil. Now, no one was killed. I know there's a clip out there talking about the explosion in Los Angeles at this marijuana farm business that they have where they were using butane to make what's called honey oil or shatter or whatever you want to call it. It's a hybridized where they actually distill. It's a distillation process where they have to use the butane to freeze it. They yield an oil known as butane honey oil. And it's the resin, if you will, I'm making this kind of simple, a little bit more complicated, but I don't want to complicate it for you. It's a distillant of the marijuana, of the THC, and it's high content THC, absolutely. So you go from a plant that's about 30% THC, which, by the way, is enormously high content THC to begin with. Because why? All these plants have been hybridized. They've all been hybridized. And in the hybridization process, they've got a higher variety of THC in them. Now, here's the deal. You take those plants, you get the buds, you put them in a process of using butane, and you yield an oil that comes out of it. And, of course, it's the content of the what? It's the THC in liquid form. Wow. And you can smoke it, and man, it's about 90% THC. Shocking. But it's also, in the process, explosive. Yeah, it can be. And, that, of course, that's exactly what happened, it looks like, in that building. Huge explosion in the building. And 11 firemen, first responders, were injured. And initially, I had heard that two of them had died. Now, we understand that that's not the case so far. If we find out anything different during this broadcast, we'll let you know. But, you know, when you're playing around with butane honey, operative word, butane honey oil, and this is one of the downsides, obviously, of the marijuana business. Aside from the fact that, you know, these kids, they put them in their vape machines, they put the crack, the shatter, the oil in their vapes, and they run around the schools and smoke it. Yeah, that's what's going on in public education today. Oh, you don't think that that's okay? Well, you know, again, having been a school administrator, I'd say, no, that's not okay, because you get a bunch of stone kids. And in fact, to quote one of the principals of one of the major high schools in Colorado, when we were first reporting these things, they were calling me up and going, what can we do, Paul? What can we do? And I said, well, good luck. They said, look, we're going to lose two or three generations of kids before we can get this stopped. And in Colorado, they've done just that. And in many states also, like California. And who brought all this marijuana to us? The cartels. George Soros, Nancy Pelosi's. And now they want $3 trillion. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that possibly pops on. If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a ROM Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, ROM Solar.
Okay, you know, it's kind of interesting, and I really do appreciate what's happening in YouTube right now and the explosion that's happening out there for all the different things in relative to the virus and all this other good stuff. We have so many experts out there in health fields, and it's about time they speak up, right? Well, they have been speaking up, and you can remember we heard from the two doctors, and then we heard from all the other doctors that were talking in California about this whole farce, if you will, of the hoax of the COVID virus, COVID-19. And it's just, you know, it's off the hook, right? Right, absolutely. So people, you know, have now started to figure out they can exercise their First Amendment right, freedom of the press. Okay, and again, this is where we've come in for many, many years as being one of the leaders of the alternative media. And our genre basically is to get people up and at them and use. See, people don't understand this First Amendment business and the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and so on. And I'm thinking more and more. I've got my playbook this morning. We've been up till all hours of the day and night. And new California State staff have been working overtime. Let me tell you, because things are happening. And as things get to happen, we got to move, you know. We got to get into the mix. So anyway, the current state of emergency in California is unlawful, says Peggy Hall. This is someone who knows the media, actually. She, interesting bio, a little bit of a bio on Peggy Hall. We're going to play some of the content of this because I think it's kind of rich in what's going on. She's spot on in her analysis, in my opinion. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. And we'll also have it up on the New California. It says, who is this Peggy Hall person? I was the wellness contributor for ABC Radio and on-air wellness expert for an Emmy-nominated TV show, America Now. And I love to research and dig deeper and have many published in national media. Okay. Her research with a bachelor's degree in political science and master's in international policy studies. The study of civics is my passion, and educating others is my duty. California emergency. Okay, so this is kind of interesting that the way that she has put this together. We're going to play this video now for a while. And she's a beautiful woman. She lives in Orange County, California, and just stunningly beautiful, actually. And we're going to but the message is absolutely exquisite. So here she goes. This is Peggy Hall. She's talking about this COVID virus business. And I want you to understand where she's, see where this is all going.
Hey, friends, it's Peggy.
Hey, friends, it's Peggy Hall.
Here. Did you know that public health is a local issue? It is a community issue. It is a state issue. It is actually not a national or federal issue. And here's why. There is a law under the federal laws and regulations, Title 42, that actually spells out that public health and welfare is relegated legally to the most local authority in the area. I live in Orange County, and we have an Orange County public health agency. And that local health agency is the agency that has the legal jurisdiction for issuing public orders related to public health. Their charter is to safeguard the public health. And you can actually find your local agency for public health on the internet. And you can find it might be a county agency, it might be a city agency. Where I live, Orange County, it is the Orange County Department of Health that oversees our public health orders and safeguards the public. And it makes sense because each community is, different. I live in Orange County. It's very different than San Francisco. It's very different than New York. We have a different climate. We have a different environment. We have different air quality, water quality. I don't ride a subway. There is not a lot of heavy industry spewing toxic gases into the air. I'm not going up into a high-rise building on an elevator with a lot of other people. We have a lot of sunshine throughout the year, so we live outdoors. We have beaches and parks in close proximity. We have excellent medical care and health resources that are available to all. Those are just a few of the resources and factors that impact local health. That's why where I live in Orange County, I'm not worried about the crime rate in New York, and I'm not worried about the weather in San Francisco. The crime rate and the weather and the cost of housing and the amount of traffic and the length of a commute and so many other things are unique to that community. And public health is one of them. So the reason why I mention that is because people are confused, it seems, from what I've noticed, about the role of the federal government in our health. The federal government does not have the legal authority to put forth orders and regulations related to individual states and localities. Now, let me talk for a moment about the state. I live in California, and the governor declared a state of emergency on May 4th. Today, as I, on March 4th. Today, as I record it, this message, it is May 6th. That is approximately 63 days going into our state of emergency declaration. What is a state of emergency declaration? The governor of any state cannot just declare a state of emergency because he or she feels like it. That is actually regulated by law. And in California, we have something called the California Emergency Services Act. It was recently updated in 2015. So this law is recent. And we have a section in that law that states, it's section 8558B, that states the governor can only declare a state of emergency under certain circumstances. If they're And I can read that for you because I actually have the law right here. And it says that a state of emergency means the duly proclaimed existence of conditions of disaster or extreme peril to the safety of persons and property within the state caused by such conditions as air pollution, fire, flood, storm, epidemic, riot, drought, sudden or severe energy shortage, a plant or animal infestation of disease, or if we have a warning about an earthquake or a volcano. Those are the only conditions under which the governor can declare a state of emergency. I read further into the law, says that this threat, by reason of its magnitude, is likely to be beyond the control of the services, personnel, equipment, and facilities of any single county or city. And therefore, we need the combined mutual aid of the entire state to combat this threat. Okay, so now we look at what is an epidemic. The grounds, the legal grounds for the governor of California to declare the state of emergency is based on an epidemic. So let's look. What is an epidemic? An epidemic is beyond the normal range. Beyond the normal range. So an epidemic means that there is a threat of disease or illness that is beyond the normal range of what we typically have. Now, in California, the flu season runs from about October to April or May, right? We're May 6th, so we're very much at the end of a typical flu season. California has a population of 40 million people. I know it's huge. We're the third largest state by geography, and we are like the eighth largest. If we were a country, we'd be the eighth largest country in the world. So it's a huge state, 40 million people. In the typical flu season, which goes through May, there are approximately 6,000 flu-related deaths every year. And I got this information from the State Department of Health. You can get the information from your State Department of Health, because your State Department of Health is the repository of all of the data related to disease and illness and death and other data relating to the population. So typically in California, 6,000 people die of flu-related illnesses every year. This year, with COVID, there have been 2,000 deaths. This is COVID. This is the flu. 2,000 is one-third the number of 6,000. 6,000 is 3 times 2,000. So therefore, in California, this might be different in your state. I'm speaking about California. In California, COVID is not an epidemic. I said that public health is local. So let's look at my local community. I live in Orange County. 3.3 million people in Orange County. That's also larger than many states. Orange County has more people than many states do. In Orange County, the typical number of flu-related deaths is approximately 600 in a flu season. We are just at the end of the flu season. In California, we have had, in Orange County, we have had 38 COVID-related deaths. 38 COVID, typical season, which ends now. 600 flu. This is not an epidemic. If the numbers were reversed, it clearly would be an epidemic. COVID is not an epidemic in Orange County. COVID is not an epidemic in California. Your numbers may be different. Public health is a local issue, not a federal or national issue, and certainly not a global issue. Local. This is in California. Very clearly, COVID, regular flu, COVID is not an epidemic. Why does that matter? Because according to California law, the state of emergency must be terminated at the earliest possible date. And all of the orders and regulations that came from that state of emergency are also terminated. So in California, that means no more social distancing, no more stay at home, no more masks, no more schools closed, no more businesses closed, no more parks and beaches closed. It's back to normal when the state of emergency is terminated. Now, I know you're hearing about these phases and steps, and we have to go slowly, and we have to take caution, so on and so forth. That's not by law. Those might be good ideas, but that needs to be done by the state legislature, according to California law, and likely according to the law in your state as well. You can Google it. You can research the Emergency Services Act in your state. So I want to read to you from the Emergency Services Act in California. It says that the state of emergency can only be called if the threat overwhelms the current resources of the state. Now, healthcare workers have been being laid off in California. Therefore, there is no threat to overwhelm the resources of the state. Therefore, the state of emergency is invalid and unlawful. Furthermore, California state law says that the state of emergency has to be terminated at the earliest possible convenience. This is 63 days of stay at home. 63 days of the state of emergency with no grounds. The grounds for the state of emergency under California law would be for an epidemic. There is no epidemic. And you might say, yeah, but it worked. We stayed home. It worked. That might be. But there is no epidemic. And according to law, we don't have to stay home. And according to law, the businesses don't need to remain closed. And according to law, the schools don't need to remain closed. And according to law, I don't need to stand 6 feet away from you. And according to law, I don't need to wear a mask to go into a store. Now, you may want to do those things. You may prefer to stay home. You may prefer to stand 6 feet away from me. You may prefer to wear a mask. You may prefer to keep your business closed. I'm just explaining that according to law, those things are not lawful. They are invalid and unlawful. Peggy, are you a lawyer? No, I'm not a lawyer. I'm an individual with a curious mind. who wants to know why these orders and regulations have led to so many losses. Losses of business, increased child abuse, spousal abuse, suicide, increased deaths from people that didn't go to the hospital because they were too afraid to go and they had a heart attack and died at home. Friends, in California, 6,000 people died of the flu every year, every flu season. Nothing changed. 2,000, why are we doing this? Numbers in Orange County, 3.3 million people. 3.3 million people staying home and losing their jobs and livelihood out of 38 very tragic losses. That is not okay. And not only is it not okay, it is not lawful and it is not valid. Anyone can read this law. It's written quite clearly. Thousands of healthcare workers have been furloughed in the state of California. Therefore, there is no threat that is larger than the capacity of the state to handle. This isn't an opinion. This isn't my perspective. These are facts. And the law states that the state of emergency must be terminated at the earliest possible date. And all of the regulations that go with it at the earliest possible date. Furthermore, the governor has no legal standing to extend the state of emergency. Zero. He cannot declare another state of emergency related to COVID. It is illegal and unlawful. Only the legislature can extend the state of emergency, and they also need to terminate the state of emergency. According to the Emergency Services Act, if the governor takes control of food and medicine and healthcare, which he has in terms of sending ventilators and personal protective equipment to other hospitals, by law, the state of emergency terminates after 60 days. This is day 63. I wrote and I called my state senator and also my assembly person to inquire about this and why the state legislature has not convened like we've seen in other states. It is not up to Trump to open California. It is not up to Trump to close California. The only time he would have that legal authority is if we are under martial law. Each state has the ability and the legal grounding to declare the state of emergency. And in the state of California, that state of emergency must be terminated at the earliest possible date. And according to Section 8567B of the California Emergency Services Act, whenever the state of emergency has been terminated, the orders and regulations shall be of no further force or effect. I think you understand what that means. All of the orders that have come along with the state of emergency, shelter in place, standing 6 feet apart from everybody, wearing masks, having all the businesses shut down, the parks and schools closed, all of those orders and regulations shall be in no further force or effect. If this concerns you, friends, contact your representatives and demand an answer for what they are doing. That's why I wanted to share this public information with you. There are countless other states and legislative bodies that are ending or extending the state of emergency. And in California, it says the temporary suspension of any statute, ordinance, regulation, or rule shall remain in effect until the order or regulation is rescinded by the governor, or when the governor proclaims the termination of a state of emergency, or for a period of 60 days, whichever occurs first. We're on day 63, friends. Just thought you wanted to know that.
Well, hey, and of course, we're well beyond 63 now. Let's see, 63, 73, 83 days. 83? 84 days. This is a totally bogus hoax. And here we are. We're already down on May 18th. And we are being hoaxed into oblivion now, aren't we? I mean, it's unbelievable. So it must stop. And again, who must stop it is our local officials who are foisting this upon us without any constitutional or legal or lawful authority. And they're out ordering arrests. People are running around in masks. Let's unmask ourselves. You know, we're just doing it to ourselves. This is what socialism and communism is all about when they take you over. This is what you do it to yourself. It's totalitarianism self-inflicted. Because you think you're doing the right thing because your leaders tell you that. You have to question authority. Hello? That's everything about the United States Declaration of Independence, the United States Constitution, and the United States Bill of Rights. That is what it's all about. Yet we're not doing that. We're not questioning authority. Now we're starting to stir or wake up a little bit. But people, the quickest way to end all this is get up, go to a store, don't go in with a mask on, deny it, and go about your business. And tell anybody who's got a mask on, take that silly thing off. Because they're doing it to themselves. This is an attempt to take over the United States of America. Don't you get it? I mean, this is the fourth attempt now. First of all, you started off with Russiagate. How's that Russiagate going anyway? How's that whole thing going right now for everybody in the government, huh? Or the former government? And Obama, boy, is he coming out. He's pretty excitable right now. I bet he is. He's pretty nervous because he's going to go to jail. And so is Brennan. So is Clapper. So is Comey. Strzok and Page, McCabe, all these folks are going to jail. And they know it. And boy, are they pushing back and fighting. They're squirming. It's like a fish on the hook, right? And that hook is not going away anytime soon. Here's my point, guys. It's us. It's we. We have to rise up and take back our own liberties. Prevent them from taking it away from us. Or we just give it up. And get off your knees. We Americans don't get down on our knees for anyone. That anyone could be Bill Gates, Barack Obama, the Pope. We don't get down on our knees. And shame on you if you are. And you pastors out there who failed miserably, shame on you for closing your churches. The first element of the First Amendment, the reason why America was formed, the reason why the United States of America came about was freedom of religion. How dare you? We need new pastors. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar. Going to be having Chris Street with us in the second hour today. He's going to be talking to us about what's going on in California and do a little bit of prep for that. Chris has been talking about this big meteor, meteoric event about to happen. It's more like a comet that's going to collide with California. And it's glowing in the sky. It's getting closer and closer and closer. He's a physics kind of guy, by the way. And it's getting closer and closer and closer. And, of course, what's happening is that financial doom we were predicting for a couple of years. Because, remember, we're positioning ourselves for New California. And we said, right here, right now is when things are going to start happening. Well, and Chris, to give Chris credit, he's always conservative. And as a financial prognosticator and all that, analyst, he's right to do it. I mean, I totally get where he's coming from. But you see, I'm not one of those kind of guys, and I like to cut right to the chase. So we make a pretty good team, actually. He comes up with a prediction. I come up with a real assessment. Okay? But, you know, he's doing the prediction right because, you know, he's got to be safe. He's going to go long ball on many things. He's going to sometimes undercut and go short. But, you know, and people go, why? How can you do that? And, of course, he's exactly right. He always comes in on the money, literally. So what we have is we have this situation in California, which is a long time coming. And now it's the COVID virus's fault. To get the masses to believe the narrative that it's the COVID virus's fault, that California has had such a substantial shortfall in money, right? And, of course, we all know what's been going on. California is being fleeced by the socialists, by the communists that are here, by the cartels, by the communist Chinese that are here. It's one big extortion scheme after another here in California. Listen, I got to tell you, I ran into a pretty good friend the other day. And he turned me on to the idea about what's wrong with billionaires in California and what the big concern is. So suddenly, because of the New California State movement, I'm getting all kinds of people, you know, calling me now. We have a fair amount of notoriety. They go, how are you going to make it better? So, you know, I've now sort of started to open up my little shop, I guess, of people with all kinds of trouble. And these are real legitimate trouble. I get people that are sobbing. They're losing their homes. Because of Gavin Newsom, because of the state of affairs in California, they're so repressive. Their businesses, the business thing is just over the top, off the hook, because of all the overregulations, fees, and so on that are out here. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is a nightmare in California. And Elon Musk is absolutely correct. You know, for those of you that thought he wasn't a conservative, shocker, he is. He's more of a conservative than people realize. And I'll jump into this for a second. He's from South Africa. I know he came over here when he was very young. But I dare anybody to find out what was going on in South Africa, what continues to go on in South Africa. Oh, especially like in California. What have they been trying out on the California, rural areas of California? 43 counties, the last time I checked, all had their power turned off at one time. I mean, we're talking, those 43 counties makes up about 75% of the landmass of California. So they turned off the power because the winds were too high. And we're going to have fires. We're going to have fires because of the lack of attention that was being paid to the forest, right? Because the duff was not cleaned out. They didn't take care of the slash. They didn't take care of the forest or manage them. So they burned real hot. But then there's also chemicals. Anyway, that's in a whole other issue. My point is that when they start shutting off water, which has been used as a tool against many, many rich people, especially if they own large plots of land here in California. It's one of the tools that these totalitarians use. The other one, of course, is they burn you out like they did up in Paradise. And now, with the California revise that's going on, the financial revision, the May revise, as they call it in California, that we're finding out there's just not enough money. Shocking to go around. And we've known this, and this comes into what Chris Street's prediction was, and Chris Street's prediction is California being a mess at this point in time and becoming even a bigger mess going into October. We know this. So they've figured it out that we have been doing exactly as we've been talking about here on Agenda 21 Radio and also, of course, New California. Our modeling financially has been superb and right on the money. Or shall I say the lack of money for the state of California? Let's say that. So what we've got is a situation that we predicted in the latest modeling that Chris came up with. And on the public call for New California, well over 200 people on the call, he came out with a prediction 2 weeks ago and said that the actual number that California is going to come up short is $85 billion. Shocking. $85 billion, they're short. Chris came up with that number. And who came out with that number? The governor. Well, the LAO, Legislative Analyst Office, the next day. They listened to the telephone call. I am shocked that they would do such a thing. So now they're short $85 billion. Actually, the real number is more like $100 billion. $100 billion. How are they going to cut that money? Well, they're talking about a 10% off, just right off the top, pay decrease for everybody who works in the state. Okay. The numbers that we come up with, if you want to make the budget work, for every employee in California, are you ready for this? To make it work, it's going to require at minimum a 70% pay cut. 70% pay cut. I want you to let that rattle around in your box a little bit, huh? So a 70% pay cut for every California employee. So there you have it. Aren't you just glad you're listening to Agenda 21 Radio? We're giving you the good news. And, of course, I'm setting it up for Chris because he's going to be with us in the second hour and kind of explain some of those numbers to you. Amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, ncs51.com. We'll be right back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Remember that we also have NCS51, ncs51.com. Two websites right now that's going to be curing itself here. Hopefully this week we got a lot of stuff going. I keep saying that, but there just keeps on piling on. The things are moving a lot quicker than what we can keep up, but we're going to get there. Anyway, so let's... Let's remember that you are in charge of yourselves. Hello. You are in charge of yourselves. And it's most of your orders, I suspect, in any one of these states, by the way, they've got the same similar language because a lot of them probably copied it from California. That's the Californication thing. You got to stop in your state. Literally. You've got to stop it because don't mimic things that are going on in California. Don't do that. Just not the right thing to do, ladies and gentlemen. But these orders are up. They're expired. Your time is up, as we say. Go about your business. Open your business. These people have no rights. They have no responsibilities. They're there to fleece you. That's all that the government knows how to do. Not only do they tax the hell out of you by regulation and law because they have a 11-month legislature that meets all the time, but they're thieving from you. I meant to give you the information about my therapy sessions that I provide for billionaires. Boy, what a wake up that is for them. Anyway, we'll talk about that in the third hour probably. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans. let's act it. Let's do it. Let's be free again.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.